I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Junks on a Football Friday. Don't forget Stucky from the Action Network. He's going to join us at 9:45. He'll give you his winners for the weekend. He'll also critique the Junks picks. He'll tell you the best and the worst picks that we made earlier in the show, so you don't want to miss that.
You know, it's crazy. The NFL's so hard to pick. Like, I thought I had a silly money line parlay, and I had the Chiefs in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, that was the one I didn't even sweat that, like, when I was putting it together. And then the game was just a friggin' disaster.
Raiders go on the road and get a nice win.
They were 12 and a half, 13-point faves in that game, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know why I put them in there. It doesn't really help that much, but just, I don't know, just put three or four games in there.
You thought they would at least just win the game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had them in a money line parlay with Houston.
Yeah.
You know who would look good in a Washington football team uniform next year? It would be one of the guys' teammates, former teammates, that was in that Raiders-Chiefs game, Jalen Waddle. From Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to open up your offense a little bit, pair him across from Terry McLaurin and give whoever's throwing them the ball another weapon to throw to.
Right.
That would look nice here
in D.C.
That's
the problem. Who's going to be throwing them the ball?
That's a bigger issue. Question mark.
Maybe we should get back into the matchup and open it up to callers on the AAA Always On Call listener line. What do you expect to happen on Sunday? So when we talked to J.P. Finley right around 7:20 this morning and we talked – about the Washington football team, he talked about kind of all the things that were happening off the field. You know, Haskins being sick this week and not practicing. Now you've got Kyle Allen back as the starter. What do we expect to see on the field on Sunday against the Giants? 800-636-1067. While EB's been pretty optimistic, I'm kind of pessimistic. I actually think the Giants are just better just by watching them. And I didn't see enough from Kyle Allen and to believe that this offense would be good. I think, and Jason's been talking about it, the Giants have a pretty good defensive line.
Well, hold on. You're making a leap. Well, nobody's saying they're going to be good, just better.
I think, I think that the Giants are the better team.
To be fair, you might be right. But to be fair, when you say you didn't see enough of Kyle Allen, it's because you didn't see enough of him.
True.
So what you saw of him, okay, you weren't – impressed.
I wasn't impressed in the 4.5 series.
I get it, but if you saw him for, you know, 8 series or 10 series, he might have made some more plays.
Well, here's what I wouldn't expect to see on Sunday. A lot of points because you have two of the three lowest scoring teams in the league. The lowest scoring is the Jets. The next lowest scoring are Washington football team and the Giants. I think it's going to be a slow, kind of gross slog, like a 2017 type of game. I think the Giants eke it out, but I think Washington football team is going to be right in it throughout the game because I just don't think the Giants can put a lot of points on the board, and they're going to give you the football too.
All right, you want me to give you the five keys? This is an SI article, so SI has guys that cover each team, and I know Chris Russell. I think he kind of runs.
He does
the Washington, but this is not a Russell article. Okay, I'm going to give the guy credit.
It's one of his minions.
This is Alan Lepore, okay? Alan Lepore from SI. His five keys to a Washington win on Sunday. First one, according to Alan, run right. We all know the left side of the line has been a mess. That's why they may actually play Sadiq Charles there at left guard. But they're saying run right. Antonio Gibson is getting better, he says, with his vision. But stay away from the left side, run right. Second key, blitz all day, which we know Daniel Jones has been pressured on 28% of his dropbacks. That's fourth, according to Pro Football Reference. And he's been sacked 8% of the time. Mm-hmm. So you just got to get after him. Of course, he's prone to turnovers. That makes a ton of sense. And kind of playing along with that, he also says force Daniel Jones to beat you, right? That's what you want to do, especially when they don't have their the stud running back from Penn State, right? He's out for the year.
Saquon,
right? He's not there.
Now, they brought in Devontae Freeman, right?
Yes.
And he's really taken over in the backfield there. He's really pushed guys like Wayne Gallman and Deion Lewis to the side. He's getting the bulk of the work now.
Here's a couple of his keys to winning. Cakes, you'll like this one. Free Antonio Gibson.
Like it.
We're starting to see an increase in his snap percentage, but his targets were behind J.D. McKissic, who had eight targets. So I think we all agree that Gibson and Terry McLaurin are their two most dangerous weapons. So why are we not getting him the ball more?
I mean, they clearly love McKissic in the passing game. He's out-targeted Gibson in the last two games, and I mean, I don't think that's going to change going forward because we know Kyle Allen loves to throw to running backs. It's what he did in Carolina. It's what he's going to do here.
Well, they would target those guys more if they could stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
When you only convert 29% of your third downs, there's not much targeting going on for Gibson and
McKissic. That's a
problem. And then his last key, I like this one, feed Isaiah Wright.
That's a key?
Yeah, he says Wright is a receiver who can help fill that void that Kelvin Harmon left when he was lost for the season. He says, according to Allen, and I tend to agree with him, Isaiah can get into space, he can find holes in his own defense, and he's shown a willingness to run block. So find a way to feed him. They do have guys, I think, that can do the job. I actually think they've underachieved. And I say this often, but I don't think they're actually a team that's going to average 16 points all year. I think they've underachieved, and I think they're going to break out a little bit.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636.
Maybe against a bad team they can.
1067. Yeah. Want to hear your take and call us on AAA Always On Call listener line. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday? Week 6, you've got a 1-4 Washington football team taking on an 0-5 Giants team. Inconceivably, both teams are still in the division race, Cakes. I know you hate talking about it, but Cowboys could easily lose this week with Andy Dalton. It's just a horrific division.
It galls me to talk about playoff possibilities for the Washington football team or the New York Giants.
But one of these teams has to win it. One of the teams has to win the division, and
I don't think it's one of the two teams playing in that life on
either.
Sunday.
I don't think it is either. But
I could be wrong. I've been
and
wrong
I think
before.
You're right. I think eventually, I think you're right. Eventually, Dalton's going to make enough plays with those weapons. I mean, it's not like he's a rookie. He's a, 10-year vet. And then Wentz has been playing better the last couple weeks. So maybe those guys start to – I can't imagine that this the winner of the East gets more than 7 wins, though.
Nah.
I don't think they get to 8.
I'd be shocked.
I don't think they get to 8-8. What if it has 6? What if the winner of the division is 6-10?
It's embarrassing.
It's a weird year. Could happen.
I am rooting for the Cardinals, though, to beat the Cowboys. Let's keep it interesting. All right, let's go to the phones. Who's up?
All right, let's go to line one. Let's go to Scott in Baltimore. Scott, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, gents, how you doing? Just got a newborn baby here. We're raising her properly. So,
very nice.
Nancy Jane. Yes. Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah,
how old is the baby?
Good positives from 2020. She's 2 months. So
2 months.
She's being raised properly, burgundy and gold, not in the purple colors. Okay.
Very nice. What part of Baltimore do you live?
Just north, up towards Towson. Just right outside the city. I was in Baltimore City for almost 20 years. So just my dad's a native Washingtonian. We've spoke before. One question for you guys before I give you my prediction. What was the year Seattle? I know I bet you Eric will like this, or Lurch. What was the year? Was it seven? What was the year the West
seven,
was so bad? Was it six
they
or
were seven? They were 7-9, and they won the
and then
division.
They hosted a game, right?
And they beat the Saints, who were, yeah. I think the Saints had 11 or 12 wins that year, and they beat the Saints because they hosted them.
Well, I will say this. I think I was going to go 35. I do some fun predictions, but I think it's 27-17. I think the most important thing is I think they find a way to get the win. I think the Isaiah Wright thing is interesting, but I think how bad the NFC East is, and we always seem to get a little. I think Antonio Gibson. Of course, I had him I sat him 2 weeks ago for my fantasy. Then I started him last week, but I think he comes back. I'm going to make sure I start him this week, and I think they get the win, and I think they play Dallas for first place because Kyle Murray is going to do that, and you guys are doing a great job on the show, and hail to the Redskins.
Appreciate it, man. Congrats.
Thank you,
on the baby.
Scott. Congrats, buddy.
One thing with Isaiah Wright, he might be a nice kid and might ultimately be a good player. He's got 9 catches for 47 yards.
Who?
Isaiah Wright.
Right? Listen, I'm not saying he's a world beater. I'm just saying he could play.
He's going to play a role with Sims sideline.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
so we'll see what he does.
Maybe
he's
like a Ryan Grant type, a guy that catches 40 balls, but I think he can do it. You know, that's all. Nobody's predicting greatness. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Vic in Ackee. Vic, what's up?
Fellas.
Hey, buddy.
Vic, what's up?
How are you, man?
How much? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, before I jump in, I am like super excited every time I call because I've been calling like for 10 years, and I noticed that sometimes I listen to the radio and I hear this voice that sounds familiar, and it's my brother.
Yes, it is.
I know
your
I'm
boy
Vic
Vince.
He's Vince from Mac and Cheese.
Oh,
by the way,
Vince
Vic,
I didn't know that.
Vic, I thought about you during one of the broadcasts with the Monday Night Football crew. Lewis Riddick loves to talk about guys' eyes.
Man, hey, it's real. Ryan Clark gave a dissertation on it the other night when I believe the Chiefs tore up the Ravens. It was cover three, and he was like, when there's miscommunication and when you don't play with the eyes, it looks like a busted defense, but it's just simple fundamentals. But anyway, so because I'm Washington fan,
Washington's going to win. Oh, his phone's crapped out.
We have to move on from Vic.
It almost sounded like Vic said that he thought that Washington was going to win.
I'm telling you, we're going to win this week. I got a good vibe.
You got a good vibe?
I do.
Like on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most confident, 1 being the least, where are you?
7.3.
That's pretty high.
That is
If the Washington football team loses and, you know, it's embarrassing and they don't look good on offense at all, they still have all, you know, barely muster any points.
Paper bags
what are you trying to, I'm just, trying to I'm get just, me to do?
I'm not trying to get you to do anything, but it might be rock bottom.
If the Giants somehow score more than 28 points, and this is not even a bit, Jack Del Rio should be suspended. He should be suspended for a week. So, you know what? We're going to have to listen to a different voice for a
what
week.
What if they lose 28 to 10?
It's going to be so much complaining.
They're not going to lose 28
how many
to 10.
Times,
so much blaming.
So much of that.
But it's not uncommon. How many times do you think we've done the paper bags bit on the show? I remember Cakes and I and EB used to do Sports Plus with Levin Reed.
For free.
Different mention
free.
That.
Right.
Everything's for free,
but I mean, I got to believe we did paper bags a couple times there. We did it on the radio.
We had station-sponsored ones.
Right. Yeah.
With the fan logo.
They were actually looking out for us. Do you remember that?
Levin
Reed. The word.
Blast from the past there.
I think, like, blue shorts and the promo team had to hand them out, like, on the corner.
I mean, I
of,
think
like,
we had, like, 10,000 or more.
Right.
We had a bunch printed out.
We had a promotion budget.
Yeah.
What's that?
The good old days.
Those were the days. Go to Kel. Is that Kel in Suitland? Have we not heard from him in a while?
A long time no hear.
Kel, what's up, man? You still alive?
Yo, Jux. What's up, fellas?
We haven't heard from Kel since we were doing spring break parties.
Yeah, what happened to you, man?
You know, family issues, situations, COVID, and all that crap, man. You know, but
you good?
They can't keep a brother down, man. Nothing
good.
Can keep a brother down, man.
Good.
Hey, listen. We're going to title this game this week the Lower Bowl because it can't be the Super Bowl because both of these teams suck, including my Washington football team. Mm. But like Lurch said, Allen, we really didn't see a lot of Allen because he got knocked out of the game. And, yo, real quick, sidebar. My heart, like, was in my shoes where Alex Smith, when Donald jumped on his back and rolled him for, like, 3 yards, man. I was like, oh, my God. I can't take this, you know. Yeah. It's one thing for your team to suck, but it's another thing if you think that your guy is about to be carried off the field. So, you know, I think that we should be able to get these guys this week. You know, I'll be able to smoke a cigar in victory this week. I think the Redskins are going to take this game, like you said, a low game, EB, probably 20 to I don't know, 14, 17, something.
Do you like what you saw from Kyle Allen, and where do you stand on the Haskins deal?
I'm still out with Kyle Allen because I haven't seen enough. You know, I don't know if the pudding is good. I ain't tasted enough of it. And as far as Haskins go, man, get your hind part together, Haskins. Get mature, man. The way that you are handling this situation is not correct. It's not correct. It's not the manly way. You get out there on that field. You support your team, and you man up. Just man up. That's my advice to Haskins. Man up, dog.
Right. Has anybody followed
his – Thank you, Cal. Appreciate
has anybody
it.
Followed his Instagram habits this week? Like, no. Did he no, that'd follow be, the team?
That'd be real curious. Like, what if he's out there calling in sick and then, I don't know, he's got a bunch of crazy stuff on his Instagram. Right. I'm going to guess he's smart enough not to do that. He's not going to do that.
All right, we still have some people that want to chime in. We're taking your calls on what you think is going to happen in the Washington football game on Sunday against the – Giants, it's a battle of 1-4 versus 0-5. As Kel said, the lower bowl.
The toilet bowl.
I know. He called it the lower bowl.
Let's see how bad the game is first.
All right, we'll get into that next here in the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk winners coming up at 9:40 with Stucky from the Action Network. We gave our plays at 6:45 during Fatties.
I don't know if I like mine. I think I have pick regret right now. I don't know if those two teams that I pick can get to like 55 points.
Are we allowed? Is he allowed to change if he wants?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to change. I'm going to stick with what I went with. Stick to my guns.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I think you should have a backup. You have your number one game, and if they play, you're in.
Okay.
If they don't, then you go to your backup pick.
Then I declare my backup game.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take the Browns +3.5.
All right. Right. I kind of like that, too.
In Pittsburgh, okay.
In Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the combined win percentage of all Pittsburgh wins is .182. So this is their first test.
So Pittsburgh's been beating up on just the
on the poop on the poopies.
Yeah, I like it.
Give me the number again. I'm going to update this. And to be fair, somebody tweeted that the line in the Vikings-Falcons game is actually -4. So I might have, because I looked at it yesterday, maybe it changed or I just got it wrong.
Well, it depends. Every book is different.
Depends on where
you
look.
I'll give the extra half point because I went back to ESPN and it says -4. So I'll go with the -4. I'll update it and we'll get Stucky's take on it. We'll put it up at Junk's Radio.
Why are we all getting our info from the same place? Why don't we?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
It's a very good question.
What are we doing here?
When's last time we've been in the same place?
No. I'm talking about should get our
odds. Okay, I know, but it's just that's why
because
we each do our own thing. You get it online.
Well, Jason and I used a site that we both bet on.
It just doesn't make sense.
Hey, so how much is Cleveland laying?
Or they're catching.
No, they're catching
three and a half. Yeah. There's actually a potential disaster at the radio station.
What's brewing?
So the producer room slash studio was professionally cleaned earlier this week.
Right.
And so when they did that, I mean, it looks amazing in here. But we had a lot of tchotchkes sitting around.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And one of the things I can't find is our bet book. Because they moved everything out of the studio to clean it, and I can't find it.
Even our studio?
No. It was just the producer one.
All right. Now the one that you used, or the one that we cut the one that you use out kind of by the green room, that one?
Yeah, the composition book where we put all of our bets in.
Yeah, but I understand. But I'm saying, is it the producer studio by the green room area in that hallway?
I think he's talking about the main studio.
The main studio. Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll just start a new one.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in there that will be canceled.
I know, but if it's lost,
Valdez,
it's lost.
I mean, come on, we got you. You're supposed to be in charge over there. While the parents aren't there, you're supposed to run in charge.
Tight ship. You got to run a tight ship over there.
Well, I'm going to have to go on a scavenger hunt for it.
Yes, you are.
Right?
By the way, what is the count of people actively on the floor in the building today?
Today?
If you had to guess.
Right now?
Yeah.
About six.
That's
eight.
Pretty good. Don't you think?
Filling back up.
We need everybody to go back to work. I would go back in 2 seconds if they would let us. We just got to get everybody back to work.
I see Sam strolling around here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not even supposed to be there.
I know he's not.
His boss gets bitter at him.
I tell him, you're not supposed to be here. Goes, rules don't apply to me.
Laura gets bitter.
Well, look at that. Somebody's got a little bit of God complex.
Why does Sam have to be there?
He doesn't. I think he just wants to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get away from his kids.
He gets into his office and makes his calls because if he does it at home, he just can't hear anything. And
right.
Can't focus.
The station wouldn't exist without me.
Well, he's probably not lying in a lot of ways. Hey, by the way, Jason, I'm just starting to look at. I don't want to do a whole thing because everybody does a colonoscopy thing, but I'm looking at the liquid diet stuff that I'm going to have to do on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm going to poop a lot and all that, but I've never gone a whole day without eating. Like, what did you do?
My wife is miserable right now.
Yeah, because she's having hers today at 1.
And she just got the stuff down, and she said it just crushed her stomach. She's been running to the bathroom for the last 12 hours.
Feels horrible. But, like, what?
She feels terrible.
Unlimited what did you eat? Did you eat, diet. Like, broth or something? Like, I can't just go all liquid. Like, I got to have something.
I think I violated the rules and had oatmeal.
Oh, you did?
The day I was not supposed to eat. I just had to. I was so famished.
I know. I've never gone to... Yeah.
How do people go on hunger strike?
I'm not going to go 24 hours without food.
Prison. How do they do that?
That is hunger strike
for like 50 days?
Nuts.
You can eat Jell-O, I think.
Yeah, I'll have some Jell-O. It has to be clear Jell-O. And like popsicles? Who has clear popsicles?
Yeah.
What's a clear popsicle?
Who eats clear Jell-O?
That's ice on a stick.
I'm telling you.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's a miserable experience.
I mean, this is so dumb.
And it makes the day, it's 24-hour day. It makes it seem like it's 48 hours.
Right. Well, here's the best part. My wife and my youngest are going to be in West Virginia for the week because my youngest is doing some dive stuff, some training. And so I have nobody to even nurse me. I need a nurse. I'm a big baby when I have to do stuff like this.
Valdez, your wife will go play some bets at the sports book at Hollywood Casino.
Oh, you want me to get her to put some bets in? I'm not sure if she's near there.
Hey, you never know.
I think she's near the college, actually. So I don't
Morgantown
University?
Morgantown?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's out there.
Yeah, so I don't think she's near.
I'm just telling you, it's terrible. The prep sucks. It made my stomach feel like I had razor blades in it. It was just an awful, awful
day. I'm just dreading. I just can't believe I have to go a full day and a half or whatever with no food. I mean, that's just insanity.
Well, I mean, can't have the food.
Did you have any broth?
Because if you eat the food and he sticks the pole where you don't want it,
right,
there's a chance that stuff comes out, and that's you don't want that.
Yeah,
and
well,
he doesn't
he can't
want
see
that.
What he can what he needs to see.
Correct.
I think that's the biggest thing.
Well, that too.
I told you about the one time I went to the doctor and I told him I was having issues, and all of a sudden he was getting a sample.
Roast beef and cheese came out.
Yeah, And he wasn't. He was just like telling me, and I was like, "Whoa!
Isn't this a little explicit?"
Yes, trust me, they're
kind of sorry.
Seriously.
Right. Well, dude, I mean, colonoscopies are a part of life, especially when you're 50, which is going to happen.
I know, but you can't describe what's coming out.
I said a roast beef and cheese.
No, before that.
Yeah, he didn't like my description. My description was so excellent.
Hey, from the sound of from what Valdez is saying, it sounds like AWOD will eat your extra food.
Dude, did you see the pictures of Adam? I don't know if you can track
someone
him down.
Someone texted me about it, but I haven't seen it.
I put him in the
chat. I feel bad.
He looks awful.
AWOD posted on his Instagram story, I guess, like some promo picture of him at his new job.
He looks about 240.
He looks very big, and his hair is
what's he doing
outrageous.
With his hair? And he's
he has
doing
a man bun.
Unkempt,
he has a man bun.
He's a man bun. He's going with a man bun look and the unkempt
the biggest beard in the world.
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, when he was cleaned up, I'd say he could be maybe like a 6. Mm-hmm. He looks like a 2 right now.
What's going on with him?
JP, will you tweet out the picture of him from the Junks Radio account? People have to see this.
I think people have to see it. He needs to be shamed. How about the first picture?
But is that picture the pictures on? I don't have Instagram.
You don't have the Hangout. It's on the Hangout.
I understand that, but I'll figure it out.
Just drag it. I think you could just drag it from the Hangout, JP, to your.
I do all my tweeting from the phone. I don't even think I know my password to actually log on to
specific tweeter.
To log on to twitter.com and get on the account, I probably would lose it.
His thighs look huge.
His thighs look so big.
And then the thing is that Adam is not very muscular at all.
Yeah, no, nothing.
And so his shoulders are the tiniest shoulders that you've ever
seen.
Now
he's got those big hips.
Yeah, he's got big hips, which make the shoulders look even tinier.
Yeah. You know what? Dude, he's going to look like Chris Christie. When he's like about 35,
and what's going on with his face? It's all red.
I don't know.
It must be like irritated because his beard is so large.
Here's what we'll do, Valdez. Do me a favor.
It's obesity.
Text me the picture.
Okay,
that's the best way I can do it. Just text it to me.
Did you try to track him down?
I did. He's in a meeting right now.
Oh, so he couldn't do
it. Meeting. Yeah. He's in an eating, not a meeting.
People want to conduct
a Jenny Craig meeting.
He's in a Jenny Craig meeting.
I'm just crushing him.
Oh, that poor kid. That just shows you, man. He's just been sitting around there. I mean,
that's what quarantine will do.
Yeah, he's just been sitting around.
I mean, you can go one way or the other.
I've gained probably 10 pounds.
It can go one way or the other because there's some people that have gotten shredded and ripped during quarantine because they're home and they work out.
That's called a minority.
Maybe. It is a minority. I'm literally biking an hour a day. It doesn't affect my metabolism, apparently.
Oh, your metabolism is like a snail now.
Yeah, it doesn't affect it at all.
It slows down.
I mean, I'm just because
your body is deteriorating.
Yeah,
it's decaying every single day.
Every second, it's decaying. It's getting worse every second. There's nothing you can do.
Look at Adam's boobies.
I know.
And the thing is, he's wearing like a dark black like pullover. So that would hide your boobies more?
It's
black.
Well,
when I say it looks like gray to me, you think that's black?
Well, whatever. It's dark. So it's dark is supposed to be slimming.
Yeah.
Supposed to be. Keyword.
No, but those jeans, man, they got to be like, for his height, those are probably like at least 38,
those,
probably
those
40s.
Those look like some Bugle Boy husky jeans.
That's a hilarious old school poll.
I had Bugle Boys.
Who didn't?
I definitely
at some
had
point?
Some Bugle Boys.
I think Adam's mask has a ring pop inside of it.
That's a great zing, Valdez.
Yeah,
might be zing of the week.
Do you think though that maybe he's going for a look and maybe some girls will think he's like artsy or something because he's like a video editor and he's got the man bun. Do some girls like that?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Like artsy girls.
Like what is that about?
Huh?
The man bun is the most tilting.
I think
disturbing.
It's just the unkemptness, and he didn't know what else to do. So he's just going.
He's just kind of letting himself go.
Yeah. He needs an intervention. We might need
his
intervention.
His beard is so Amish.
We need to hire someone and do like a makeover.
Yeah. Can we do an intervention with him? He doesn't really work for us anymore, but. I don't know, man.
I saw the pictures, and it made me sad.
Sad, right?
Did it really?
He's only what? What is he, 26? Did you put the picture out there yet, JP? People
are
desperate.
I got to do a little editing. Give me like one more minute.
editing. All you got to do is just hit send.
Now, because it came out kind of funky.
He's older than you think, by the way. He might even be like 27 at this point.
He's getting up there, isn't he?
Like, I always think of him as like 22 or 23. He's definitely older than that.
I mean, he looks like a sad, dumpy, never going to have a girlfriend.
Is it a cry for help, the way he's treating his body?
It kind of is.
He can't pull that look off. And I don't know who's telling him that he can.
Right. You might need a stylist.
I think he's like, I think COVID actually really scared him. Like, he went from so cocky, he went into the heart of the monster in February, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Him at the heart of New York City.
New York,
in the middle of, like, when like 2,000 people were dying a day and whatever. He went in there and partied. Tagged some chick, allegedly.
He went in, like, March. He went in, like, right before the shutdowns.
Right in the motherlode of death.
He never got it, right?
He claims he didn't. He could have gotten in and not known it. And then he's now come back, and now he's scared of it. And so he doesn't leave. He won't get a haircut. He, you know, he doesn't
just
go.
Just eats Doritos all day.
Yeah, he just sits in his bed, you know.
All right, I put it up. If you follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio, you can
we
see
just
two pictures.
Slaughtered this.
He's going to ruin his day. We're ruining his weekend. Right,
looks so bad.
All right, coming up next, you can check it out at Junks Radio. Stucky will join us, our professional handicapper from the Action Network. We always start off with his grade on our picks. Which one of our fatties does he like the best, and which one does he think is putrid? We'll do that next here on a Football Friday on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Of course, every morning at 6:45, we give you our biggest plays of the weekend with our fatties. But right now, we've got professional handicapper for the Action Network, Stucky. He joins us every Friday at this time. What's going on, Stucky?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me back.
Of course. How do you handle all this COVID stuff, the uncertainty?
Oh, it's a nonstop awful. Grind. It's just trying to keep up with as much news as possible and then just accepting the fact that you're going to get screwed sometimes, and then on other times you're going to be lucky and get on the right side of the line when the other team has people that are out. So it's just a lot of time consuming work, and then just succumbing to the fact that you're going to get lucky sometimes and unlucky others. It's a crazy season.
That's gambling. That's it in a nutshell.
Well, and then now of course Saban is positive. He won't be there at the minimum. I was really looking forward to this game. Hopefully they still play it. But we were talking earlier, I wouldn't be surprised if Bama has a few players test positive. Now maybe it doesn't get below that 53 number of the scholarship players, but I don't know. It just kind of ruins your weekend when you hear, I really wanted to watch LSU Florida. That's not going to happen. I mean, it just sucks.
Yeah, it's frustrating just from a fan perspective and from a betting perspective as well. And then at least in the NFL, these things, you know, there's injury reports and they're standardized and these things have to come out. I mean, college, it's you don't know anything until sometimes 20 minutes before kickoff. Okay. It's like, hey, these five key guys are out. I mean, last night, Georgia State, that's like their all-conference running back. He's out. I mean, so it's college is even crazier.
Stucky, your Twitter made me laugh last night, at Stucky2 on Twitter from the Action Network. I'm trying to hypnotize myself into not betting UMass this weekend. UMass is catching 31 points against Georgia Southern this weekend. You're trying to stay away from the Minutemen somehow.
I mean, it's the most bizarre college football game I can ever remember. UMass is playing one game. That's it. They have a one-game schedule. They decided to play a couple weeks ago. And, I mean, last year they were historic. They had one of the worst defenses in college football history.
So bad, yeah.
I mean, they played nine true freshmen at some point that started at least one game. They were really young. But this team, I mean, the defensive numbers are staggering. I mean, it's insane. They give up 52 points per game. The next right. worst was 41. But, you know, part of me says Georgia Southern's a triple option team, and triple option teams are horrible as huge favorites. They play really slow. The clock is always bleeding. That there's limited amount of possessions. And it's like 38-40% against the spread historically over two touchdowns. And the higher you go, the worse it gets. So, and there's these teams every single year, the teams that play their first game against a team that's already played have covered at a crazy rate. It's like 58%. This year, there are 20 teams in that situation that are playing their first game are 23-7 against the spread against teams that have already played, and it's the film advantage. You have film on the team already, and the team doesn't have film on you. In college, there's a lot of turnover. So UMass, no one knows what to expect. Their starting quarterback from last year is not even on the depth chart. It's a one-game season.
Right.
So I assume they're just going to come out and run all of their trick plays,
right.
go for it on fourth down, and it's a triple option team laying 31. But you want to talk about uncertainty and what you're going to get here. It's insane, but I might have to take the 31 and accept the fact that they could be down 50-0 at the half.
Right.
Oh, you'll play it somehow. Any vibes on tonight? SMU Tulane, BYU Houston. Houston's played one game, by the way, and BYU's played four.
Yeah, I actually think there's some value in Houston. And BYU beat up on they've been rolling teams, and Zach Wilson, their quarterback's excellent. But they were just beating up on so many bad teams. Finally, they kind of came back to earth last week with a 7-point win over UTSA. I'm really high on this Houston team that they bring a ton back.
They got athletes, man. They got a bunch of athletes.
Yeah,
they're fast.
Speed all over. I mean, they turned the ball over five times. -5 turnovers against Tulane and still covered that game with ease. So I think their speed is going to give BYU issues. And the other game, if you can get 7, I lean to Tulane and the under there. The under is scary with SMU. They're a speed racer. But SMU is a big game next week against Cincy. And they're down their top running back and their star wide receiver, Roberson, who's out for the year. And there's going to be wind there, which is going to benefit Tulane and hurt SMU's passing offense more. So I think Tulane can move the ball on the ground, and I think the total's a tad too high with the win there. So, yeah, I would lean with the two home teams and maybe the under slightly in that Tulane game. Nothing I love, though.
All right, Stucky, we do this every week. It's just fun to hear you grade and criticize our picks. I'm not going to tell you who took who. Somebody likes Cleveland +3, the Browns. Another guy likes San Francisco +3.5. One of the guys has a teaser, two-game teaser, taking Washington +8.5, Baltimore laying 1.5. Another guy likes Minnesota laying 4. And finally, there is an over in the Detroit-Jacksonville game. The line he had is 54.5. Which one do you love? Which one do you hate?
For the first time, I like a lot of those. Okay. I would say that my favorite is probably San Fran +3.5. This look-ahead line was -3 before last week. You assume Jimmy G is going to get healthier. The Rams are just overvalued here. I mean, they beat up on the NFC East. No offense to Washington. And that's it. That's their four wins over the NFC East. And the 49ers actually match up pretty well against them. They have really good linebackers. And their corners have been hurt. But they still cover the short pass really well, and that is all the Rams are doing. I mean, Goff has been excellent, but they're just running play action on 50% of plays, and their average depth of target is like third lowest in the NFL. And that's where this year San Fran's number two in the NFL guarding the short pass, number 30 guarding the long pass. That's where you have to beat them now with their corner injuries, and that's not the Rams game. And the Rams' biggest weakness on defense is their linebackers. So I think San Fran is going to have success running the ball. Kittle's going to have a big game. And this is just a great buy low, sell high spot, buying low on the 49ers and selling high on the Rams. I also love that teaser. Anytime you can tease a team through a two teams through 3 and 7, you have an edge over the books right away, just mathematically. Mm. So if you can get minus 120 or lower on teasers, and certain books are starting to price them higher because they know that. So I love that teaser. The one I would say that I like the least, probably the Browns plus 3. I'm really high on this Browns team, but now you have maybe Beckham. I mean, he was sent home with an illness. Landry is banged up. Baker Mayfield has his ribs banged up. And he's just been so bad under pressure this year. If you just get to him, his numbers are still poor. Now, their offensive line is a lot better, and this team now is putting him, this new coach, in much better situations that play to his strengths and weaknesses. But still, if you look at his numbers under pressure, they're hard. One of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's what the Steelers do so well. So if they can get the Mayfield here, they might be able to force him in to some key mistakes. I like this Cleveland team, but it might be a bad matchup, especially with some of the injury concerns.
To be fair to the picker, that was his backup pick because of the COVID situation. He's like, that's his backup pick. Anyway, we've got about a minute left. What do you like on Sunday? What is Stucky like from the Action Network?
I would say my two favorite plays on Sunday. It's a good teaser week. So if you can find those teaser spots like Washington, getting those, there's a lot of short dogs, getting them over 7 and 8. We're getting, you know, like the Bengals or Ravens down under a field goal. Those are good options. I mentioned San Fran. The other game I'll mention real quick is Houston catching over a field goal. This is pretty much their season. I've liked the adjustments they've made since Bill O'Brien has got out of there. And this is a terrible, just an awful situation for Tennessee. They played Tuesday night, mm-hmm. and now you got to play Sunday against a division rival. And Tennessee's been very fortunate this year. They have their first three wins came by a total of 6 points. Yeah, and the Buffalo score was misleading, dead even box score. I think Houston wins this game. Terrible situational spot for Tennessee, so I'll take the 3 and the hook there.
Great stuff, Stucky. Always love having you on every Friday. That's our pal Stucky from the Action Network. Thanks a lot, bro.
Yep, have a good weekend, guys.
Yep, you too, man. Thanks.
And just, you know, I kind of mentioned it there, Valdez changed his pick. His backup pick was the Browns. What was your original play?
Indy
minus 7.5.
Indy, but because of positive COVID tests, we don't know what's going on there. All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. For EB, Cakes, Bish, I'm JP. Grandaddy up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.